Rise like a phoenix. Seven wonders of your inner world. Guilt. Guilt is somewhere we are not authentic to self, where we fail our self-dignity, respect, and healthy boundaries towards self or others. The sinful act of guilt carries from many lives. Guilt is emotions. It happens to us or because of us. It's cause or effect, but both hurt and act towards shame. As a society, we grow up with many conditions embedded within us, and many are our habits and patterns now. Our parents start feeding us how to eat, sleep, talk, sit, and walk. All behavioral acts, emotions, physical actions, and mental patterns are programmed through our society's acceptance. After learning about the five negative feelings or wonders of anger, greed, jealousy, and lust, we will discuss guilt. So, why does the negative feeling of guilt arise in our mind? What's the reason behind it? Is it somewhere connected with anger, greed, jealousy, and lust? As a girl child, I still remember in our city G, girls are not allowed to go out after 6:00 p.m., girls don't work, girls should be married at a very young age, and after marriage, girls should have children. Rules are applied as per the society's morals, or there is personal law in individual families. All these years, it was only social norms, or they were only knowing and believing particular ways to act and behave. Let's learn about the negative feeling of guilt in some detail. Why are we talking about this? Carrying and storing these emotions of guilt, blame, and shame makes us sad, depressed, and unworthy of being who we are. Guilt as an emotion helps us to find who I am. It helps us to understand when our actions go against our core belief systems and our values of what is right and wrong. Guilt only starts when we act and behave the way others want and forget our individuality. In these present times, what we see and experience in the world as people are shameless and guiltless about their actions and living unapologetically, hurting someone, using someone for their benefits, mentally, physically, or emotionally. Behavior acts where someone is damaging someone's emotional is more dangerous to the humanity, and without knowing consequences of their action, people walk over another person. Remember, every action marks a lot to a person who is suffering. It can be a very sinful act towards any human being. A person suffering, their guilt about not having the courage to stand up for themselves, a voice which was graved back a long time ago for some conditions to hold back. To live authentically and unapologetically means to live by your own rules and take 100% ownership of your consequences. We are living in a society of being bullied, molested, body shaming, racism, intolerance, hate, rage, anger, and at the same time, not accountable for the impact on individuals as well as the world. People take every other for granted, and at the same time, no one says, it's not okay. To live with all these impactful behaviors doesn't mean anyone calls to roll over anyone's feelings and dignity, as they have the right to do so. The law of the universe and karma eventually play an impactful part in such people. Sometimes, we have the choice to step back, it's all a matter of choice to draw healthy lines. The anger takes us to the absence of unconditional love and makes us lose ourselves eventually. Greed destroys us from within and never lets us grow. The feeling of jealousy becomes a hurdle in our smoother life and lets us destroy our loving relationships. Lust leads us to do disrespectful deeds and takes us away from love, value, care, and self-affection. By taking all these actions somewhere behind the scenes, guilt and shame play a vital role in all other negative impactful emotions. So, if we are into any of these negative feelings, our body, mind, and soul cannot be at peace, and guilt always remains with us. How can Phoenix be such a significant part of guilt in spirituality? As we all know, Phoenix is a mythological bird that represents regeneration or rebirth and symbolizes transformation, power, and hope, as it is believed to have risen from the ashes. So, guilt is significant to Phoenix in spirituality because guilt has arisen due to the other negative feelings within us. Abusing ourselves is the worst we can do to the mind, body, and soul. Healing guilt and shame emotions stored for many years makes a person more evident, confident, safe, and secure within their skin. A kind person who has been humiliated, abused, violent, and many more hurts only knows and is familiar with such actions and emotions as they never experience unconditional love. It's all carrying from childhood abuse or carrying patterns from many lives from ancestor behavior or patterns of living the life as it is from generation to generation. Spiritual guilt is the emotion of not having one's voice and screaming inside something is wrong in your inner world. The inner child is asking for help as that child is sinking and drowning within those negative thoughts. It's not lined with your higher self. It's all about rejecting who you are now and looking into a mirror to find your clear face. Once you find your inner child happy and the purpose of your life, it becomes more significant to live life without guilt and shame. Everything falls in place with your soul once you align your energy with the source. How does guilt energy create a dark and karmic dense portal? Guilt is an energetic portal of darkness and vampire memories to enter our lives quickly. From the guilt, we learn the lesson of having the courage and voice to stand on our feet with dignity. Guilt and shame are the darkest emotion among all others, as it kills us from within and makes a person from hopeless to helpless, unworthy, feeling dirty, and uncomfortable within their skin. Individual identity is washed and vanishes from the body. An empty soul can't fight without healthy mind and body. Guilt in abusive relationships and narcissist karmic patterns in every relationship, a strong foundation is trust and respect for each other. Guilt of being abused and not taking or having the strength to say enough is enough, I am done with this abuse, I am not taking any hurt anymore. These courageous acts need power, strength, trust and faith of being God's child. He has created all the same and equal powers within us. Guilt also attracts rejections in every level of your life. One who believes unworthy always attracts a selfish environment. Guilt is a very personal and secretive emotion that people can't express or be aware of due to too many conditions that have been portrayed to them. Constantly criticizing is also more critical and impactful to the individual as others want to control them, and in this case, victimizing the person gets into guilty emotion of not having a voice to speak for their respect. The impact for such people is no longer able to take a decision, they don't believe in themselves and makes them psychological weak. Numbness, foggy mind, weak and poor trust in what they think, depression, constant anxiety, insomnia, physical symptoms like high blood pressure, headaches, throat infections, cancer, and many more. Guilt in food. The reasons for being guilty can be many, like hurting someone due to uncontrollable anger, theft due to the negative feeling of greed, or harming someone's self-respect just because of jealousy. Our food is a guilty pleasure or most comfortable to us when we are low energy or sick. Every food contains energy to make us power within us. Working with food /herbs and spices with all chakras works miraculously for us within our body to heal fast. But when we are hurt, we directly order most favorite foods like pizza, burgers, snacks, drinks, chocolate, or other substances. Once we work on guilt as food with negative beliefs as food was not available when I was a child outside food was a luxury for us poor people don't have all three meals never had particular food in their entire life favorite foods were only available for specific occasions we are poor not having enough money childhood was the most abusive grown in a narcissistic environment parents were not available for love the negative feeling of guilt causes post-traumatic. Stress disorder, insomnia, depression, stress, anxiety, and many other problems. Choosing to overcome the feeling of guilt by heading towards a mind healing consultant and establishing the courage in yourself to accept the harsh truth is the only suitable option to go for. One of my spirit guide's messages while channeling it is divinely downloaded from the universe. Removing your ego of pain which haunted you back then now is the power you know now not to sink and kill yourself now you learn to swim in your pain without guilt is the power now you know the emotions of others and not get into and involved yourself. That's the power now you know how to carry your emotions and how to handle them. That's your power now you know how to achieve the highest good for you. That's the power now you know that losing anything is just a mere reflection of your own identity now you know that once done with everything, everything will fall into place. Your power is not ego. Your ego is where you play drums in others' perspective. Power is you. Know your vision and mission. Be in alignment. Be in energy of source. That's the symbol of power. The very significant presence of Ma Kali and Kamakya Ma while channeling this message. Driven in path, driven in harmony, love and light. The negative emotion or wonder of guilt is connected with the previous four wonders. You can never fight guilt until you overcome the other negative feelings within yourself. No more need to fight. Just surrender to the divine and heal yourself with the help of experts. So, rising high like a phoenix requires a soul free from anger, greed, jealousy, and guilt. There are seven negative feelings, emotions, or wonders that need to be overcome by us in his lifetime, which are anger https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-anger/greed https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-greed/jealousy https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-jealousy/lust https://lightangelic.com/rise-like-a-phoenix-7-wonders-of-your-inner-world-lust/guilt Shame. Why are we calling our negative emotions wonders? Every negative emotion has arisen from our incarnations, and it turns into the above negative feelings that become the reason for our downfall. Overcoming negative feelings is of utmost importance if you want to overcome the guilt emotion and live life to the fullest without any stress, depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder that may occur due to the presence of guilt in your mind, body, and soul. To achieve a great level of success, bringing light to your relationship and career, and living a life entire of happiness and joy with a free mind, body, and soul is possible if you heal the sense of guilt lying within you. The most amazing we do to ourselves is to control our responses towards ourselves, no matter what is happening around us. A person emerges from fight and flight mode and stops defending others as it doesn't matter to others' opinion or judgment of our lifestyle. They learn it to live on their term without feeling guilt. The most powerful response is to stand in your powers with grace and authenticity. Affirmation for you: I am strong enough, I am powerful, I am confident, I trust my own decision, I know my value, I respect my healthy boundaries, I accept myself unconditionally, I am inspired to go for my genuine calling, I am comfortable with my power, I am able and deserving of realizing my dreams, I am successful. What chakra is guilt related to? The sacral chakra is the place that deals with pleasure and is blocked by guilt. To confront and have your voice helps to come out from blame and guilt games. People who suffered sexual abuse, emotional, mental or physical abuse, emotional manipulation. The second is the throat chakra. It's a throat chakra that is located in the center of the neck. Vishuddha is the fifth chakra that is the center of our communication. The principles of communication and expression guide the chakra, and guilt is the shadow of the throat chakra. When the throat chakra is blocked, it gives rise to the inability to express ourselves and leads to a feeling of guilt, depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. When an individual can't express the truth, it will turn into a feeling of guilt. The guilt of not expressing your honesty and authenticity, being unable to showcase what you need, fearing being judged by others, and so on. Throat chakra blockage results in a negative feeling or wonder called anger, and anger gives rise to sins, and the sins bring us a sense of guilt. Isn't it all connected? Yes, of course it is. Now, healing the sacral and throat chakra is the best way to eliminate the sense of guilt from your life. Connecting with the best life coach or mind healing consultant will provide you with different healing ways to reduce the sense of guilt within you and balance the throat chakra. Through Reiki healing, sound healing, and crystal healing, the throat chakra can be healed relatively quickly. After visiting the best Reiki healer nearby in Dubai, UAE, you can feel the Reiki healing procedure. The healer channels the healing energy by placing their hands over all seven chakras. The energy flows and clears the blockages of the throat chakra and helps balance it. During sound healing, the healer uses the chants of Ham and Vam, allowing vibrations to heal the chakra. Tuning forks also works the best in realigning the energy of throat chakra and helping you live guilt-free. Which crystal is the best to heal the feeling of guilt? One thing you must remember before reading the healing methods is that your willpower and belief play a crucial role in healing the feeling of guilt. Let's explore a few crystals that work best for overcoming guilt. Rose quartz. The beautiful hues of pink helps boost empathy and self-forgiveness. It helps eliminate the regrets hidden within you and uplifts a sense of self-love. Turquoise makes you gain self-confidence and clears the negative emotions. Sunstone helps you detach from negative feelings and emotions. Citrine encourages self-discipline and clarity of thoughts. Black obsidian promotes grounding and protection. So, crystal healing using the above crystals helps attain confidence and self-forgiveness and heals the sense of guilt destroying you. If you, too, feel guilty due to some past wounds hidden inside you or any other reason, connect with Light Angelic now and get the perfect healing solutions by Priti Palmer and transform yourself from within. Priti Palmer offers the following healing techniques: past life regression, new moon meditation, full moon meditation, eclipse meditation, chakra balancing, grounded sea meditation, singing, sound frequency healing, holistic mind healing, Reiki balancing chakras with physical pain, rapid transformation therapy, anxiety and depression therapy, relationship therapy, inner childhood therapy, healing vortex yoga. So, don't let your guilt devastate you from within, open your heart before the best mind healing consultant. At Light Angelic and heal yourself now.